This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, friends, got much to say in a short amount of time. I wanted to let you know, first and foremost, if you'd like to jump online with me at any time over the next four segments, that number is 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Call in at any time. Please stick to the topic or add to the topic in any way that you might add to it. Folks, interestingly enough, we noticed that across the boards, we're seeing the criminal in the People's White House, the foreign agents, the sodomites, he who advocates everything that is anti-American. Because again, keep in mind, friends, during his pre-inaugural, not his address, but before he comes into the White House, his incumbency, that eve, friends, it was interesting to note that he said that he wanted to fundamentally transform America. And now in saying that, he's trying to, in any way that he possibly can, he's attempting to justify what he's done. He is a narcissist. He is the devil incarnate. Read John 8:44. As a matter of fact, it comes to my aid right now, and it just happens to be right in front of me. But you are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. There is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. I don't think we've ever seen such a liar in this country like the one that we have in front of us today. But again, keep in mind, we're talking about Obama's legacy. Keep in mind, friends, he told 318.9 million people that he wanted to fundamentally transform America. I mean, we have war on vets. We have war on your freedoms. We have war on health care. We have war on the unborn, war on patriots, war on the economy, war on coal, war on oil, war on family, war on the blacks, war on guns, war on rights, war on the Constitution, war on America, and just, folks, no better way to say it than war on the people of this country. And only a foreign agent can do something like that, because what's happening through this criminal administration since day one has been foreign to the American Constitution. And that's why we continuously highlight the fact that he's transgressed the Constitution over 1,063 times. I mean, folks, he's a sympathizer for those that mean to destroy this country, namely the Muslims. He's a Jewish hater. He hates the Jews. He's a traitor. He's a Judas at heart every step of the way. He's a deceiver, as I just highlighted. And folks, he's been doing nothing since day one but advocating and aiding and abetting your enemies within. He's a liar. He's a thief. He's a racist. And again, friends, he's a narcissist. Read Isaiah 14:1 when you get a moment. He's advocating against the Islamists. He's a sympathizer of the communists. As a matter of fact, he's friends with your sworn enemies, America, if you haven't taken the time to pay attention to that. He thinks he's an elitist. He thinks he's above the law, and the American people believe that as well. That's why they allow him to do the things that he does. He's a fraud. He's an enemy, and he is an imposter. Again, friends, there's no better way to highlight than the things that I just highlighted, because this is exactly who he is. Now, friends, I also wanted to highlight the fact that, you know, we know that he's a bad apple. We know that he's a bad guy. We know that he is the devil incarnate in so many different ways. But I want to know not so much about Obama's legacy, because as I said, and I'll do a little bit to highlight his legacy as we go forward concerning this hour on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. But it's interesting, America, what is the American people's legacy? What can you say about a country that tolerates a guy like this? I mean, because that's really what it comes down to, is what's the legacy of the American people? Now, I want to put that in parallel to what James Garfield said many, many moons ago, when he said that when the government or when the Congress becomes reckless, it's because the people themselves have become reckless. And that's exactly, again, what we're seeing in this country in America today. Why? I don't know. But again, friends, just setting the premise as to what we're going to be talking about in the up and coming hour. There you have it. Again, what we're going to be talking about is the legacy that Barack Hussein Obama is trying to establish, on-premise, of course, on the fraud and the fraudulence and the fraud that he is, again, every step of the way, but also knowing, friends, the American people that have tolerated him, because what matters more to me is what is the legacy that the American people have left to their posterity. And again, friends, let me remind you, that's why this country is in trouble today. It's because of what the American people have. Masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution like the corrupt representatives, friends, that you've tolerated, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution. Let me say that again. We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress, because Congress is the voice of the people, and the courts. Not to overthrow the Constitution, but friends, to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution. And I want you to remember this as well, friends, that all miseries and evils which men suffer from, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Did you hear what I just said? All the miseries and evils which men suffer from, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Isn't it interesting? The fruit of those that neglect the precepts contained in the Bible, they blame God for evil. I mean, blaming God for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness, is it not? And folks, again, why are we in the position that we are in today? Because America, we have tolerated it. And our legacy to our younger generation, friends, does not look good. And it doesn't say a whole lot for 318.9 million people that do nothing but make jokes and complain about a criminal that they themselves are responsible to deal with. Article 2, Section 4, Article 3, Section 3, friends, I can go through and through. And of course, we understand what's right and wrong by the precepts contained in the Bible. And that's what we always make reference to here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Now, I want to highlight some of the things that are going on in the United States of America before we get to our topic. WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, again, if you thought 2016 was a big WikiLeaks year, oh, just wait until 2017. He said it will blow you away. Huh. Then we have former Congressman Joel Walsh on why Obama hates Israel, because he's a Muslim, he said. Well, folks, it goes beyond that. And then we, of course, have on sonsoflibertymedia.com, bombshell, leaked audio of John Kerry reveals Obama intentionally allowed the rise of ISIS, just like the Clintons. Sonsoflibertyradio.com, we'll be right back.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also check us out on our Facebook page, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. I can see that they're suppressing and censoring, again, our information on Bradley Dean on Facebook. I've already sent a letter forth warning Facebook, if you continuously suppress my information in any sense of the word, we're going to bring forth a class action lawsuit, friends. People are sick and tired of this censorship going on, and it's lawlessness, friends. They are attempting to decide, play the arbiter as to what will be allowed and what will not be allowed. It's interesting, friends, how it always works for the criminals, America, that you have tolerated, called the left in this country. But if you'd like to check us out on our Twitter account, you can do that as well. That's Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, and or if you'd like to give us a call at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, we're going to be talking about Obama attempting to establish his legacy. I'll help him, folks, and it tears him down every step of the way. Again, keep in mind, I have warned you for 8 years that this criminal has attempted, friends, to tear down the Constitution of the United States of America and recreate it in his own ungodly, devilish image, friends. The fruit of this administration has been to steal, kill, and destroy John 10:10. And again, read John 8:44 when you get a moment. And then we're going to talk about the legacy of the people in this country that have tolerated the criminal, because you can call them what you will, you can make fun of them, you can do whatever you want, but America, the joke has been on you. And what is your legacy to the up-and-coming generation? I believe it's on the horizon, and we are seeing it. We're going to get to that in just a couple moments, folks. And just to highlight, and again, add to the premise I'm laying concerning what we're going to be talking about here in a couple moments, remember President James Garfield, that preacher, he was a president twice, which was really bizarre, but it was pretty cool. But keep in mind, he was also a preacher. President James Garfield said in 1877, "Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their government, Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, like we're seeing today, we see Paul Ryan, the little con man criminal that he is. Remember December 15th, 2015, friends, he gave Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal in the People's White House, everything that he wanted concerning his first legislative act by giving Barack Hussein Obama the authority, unlawfully, of course, to sign away on a $1.1 trillion bill, giving everything to illegals into this country. And now he's playing up to the American people because we see what's going on with Donald Trump. We'll see what transpires in the up and coming weeks. But again, keep in mind, it is because the people tolerate ignorance," said President Garfield. "The people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. If it be intelligent, brave, and pure, it is because the people demand these high qualities to represent them in the national legislature. If the next centennial does not find us a great nation, it will be because those that represent the enterprise, the people, the culture, and the morality of that nation do not aid the church, do not aid in controlling the political forces. And therein lies the problem." Again, we're going to be talking to that in the up-and-coming segments, folks. Let's go back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, getting as much information unloaded as we can in the hour that we have for the day. We've been talking about this, friends. We highlighted 42 incidences. I believe we got to about 20 to 23 of them over the last couple days here, Friday and Saturday. And I brought a culmination about on Saturday, hoping to get both or all 42, hour one and hour two in all 42 incidents. But it was basically how politicians use terrorism to bring about, to wield the power that they so desire. And the way that they do that is they use terrorism. And what we found out is that out of 42 incidents, out of their own mouths orally or out of their writings, friends, found, they admitted to the crimes. They admitted to being the perpetrator concerning the crimes. And we found that one of these incidents took place that they were told that, listen, it's simple. If you want to enact terrorism to bring about your political ends, to get the people to basically forfeit their rights and ask government for more control over their lives, that's why they use terrorism. It was interesting to note the first thing he said was you have to attack innocent people. You have to attack the mothers. You have to attack the children and people that are away from the political game, he said. So you have to attack innocent people. Now, I'm bringing that over to what's going on in Istanbul again. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, nightclub jihad, gunmen massacre 39 people in New Year's attack in Istanbul. Folks, what you need to do is pay attention to what the government's doing over there again, because what you'll find is them condemning the act but not the actors. You'll find they're the ones opening the borders to these illegals coming in that are there to plunder their prospective countries. And it's not a Trojan horse, folks. They're doing this in the light. So they're not hiding anything any longer. The way that they're no longer doing it in the United States of America, and we can see clearly as to who's responsible for the illegals coming over. And folks, it's not a Muslim crisis. It's not a crisis, folks, that they're dealing with. No, they're bringing them to countries that they want to plunder. Open your eyes. It's the bottom line, and facts are stubborn. Things are not going to move. But again, only to prove the point, friends, gunmen massacre 39 people in New Year's attack in Istanbul. And I don't know when the American people are going to wake up to what's going on here, but this is happening all across. And keep in mind, these countries also advocated what God condemned. So they were warned every step of the way, too. And you're beginning to see, friends, their ugly head as to the foreshadowing of what they should have resisted. Well, they gave way to it. And now look what's happening. God's judgments are reigning in those prospective countries the way that it's beginning to reign here in the United States of America. Friends, let me say this. Prevention is better than cure. How would you have it? Let's go back to sonsoflibertymedia.com. The LGBT, again, activists attack Christians for using rainbow in Christmas display. You do understand that the rainbow that God made between him and Noah after God destroyed the world because of the wickedness of man was that rainbow given. So you want to talk about judgment completely backwards, up on its head, friends. Again, read Isaiah 59. Read Daniel 9 as well. When you get a moment, that will go line upon line concerning the present as to what Scripture tells us in the past and how it's applied today, because we got to keep in mind, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Forget it not. But again, friends, here we have the LGBT undoing themselves in America. You're allowing them to get away with this. And on their heels is none other than what? Radical jihad. You better bet your bottom dollar. Our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious Christian people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Who said that? The second president of the United States of America. Sons of Liberty Media.com, going line upon line, precept upon precept. Charity watchdogs, Islamic charity fundraisers are linked to jihad terror groups. Oh, yeah, folks. Oh, yeah, this is nothing new under the sun. Also, keep in mind, friends, if I can, I'm going to withhold names. I have them on the tip of my tongue right now. But it's interesting to know that many of these charities in the United States of America that advocate that they're there to help the people, folks, many of these charities are there actually funding abortion, for those that didn't know. But again, you take them for face value without pulling the curtain back, and then you find out later what you have been funding. Okay? So when I'm talking about on Sons of Liberty Media.com, charity watchdogs, the Islamic charity fundraisers linked to jihad terror groups, there's no surprise, there's nothing new here whatsoever in any sense of the word. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Obama behaving like a maniac in an anti-Trump question to crush America. Folks, just put your seatbelt on and just pay attention as to what's transpiring here, because we're going to see an unveiling in the up-and-coming weeks as to what's really going on. And we're going to know, America, as to what you voted for, America. You voted for Donald Trump. You're not going to get away from that, okay? And many of you don't want to get away from that. That's not what I'm trying to say here. I'm simply trying to say you're going to see what you threw your hat in, friends, real quick once he gets there. But again, friends, between now and then, we need to be watchful and diligent concerning what's taking place in this country. Again, Obama behaving like a maniac, an anti-Trump question to crush America. Is this leading by opposition? We're about to see, and that's exactly what I'm talking about right now. Here we have it again, the criminal in chief, folks, the Sons of Liberty Media.com, the foreign agent in the People's White House. Obama is illegally seizing Bundy's Ranch, who their land was stole from them by the likes of Harry Reid, who is selling uranium ore from the Bundy's Ranch to the Chinese in the act of treason. In America, of course, well, good, he's gone now, and you fail to remember that Article 2, Section 4 tells us not only are we to impeach for the smallest infractions, but we're supposed to indict once he's removed. But that's not in the American vernacular. No, it's gossip. It's inquiring minds want to know. It's the best of conservative radio, which is no different from those that I just named. And it's really sick, America, because justice left off is a rise to tyranny every step of the way. Injustice rises when tyrannies and tyrants rise, friends. And that's what we need to do, is bring about justice. But keep in mind, friends, the act is treason is being committed. Now the Bundys are going to lose their property to the likes of a foreign agent in the People's White House named Barack Hussein Obama, Barry Satoro, whatever you want to call him, folks. You know what the drill is here. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to add anything to, take anything away, whatever the case might be. Folks, I just want to highlight a couple more articles on sonsoflibertymedia.com. This is common knowledge again. State Department and Jeffrey Epstein tied to child trafficking operation under, guess who, friends? Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. And again, friends, I was talking about right before the break concerning what's going on over there at the Bundy Ranch. They're incarcerated right now for warning the American people what's going on concerning the acts of treason of the likes of the Clintons, the Obamas, and Harry Reid. And interestingly enough, friends, for some reason or another, the people are giving this criminal a pass to go ahead and illegally seize Bundy's ranch, his land area, as a national monument. Now, don't forget about what was going on over in Oregon. Again, I'm bringing this up as a reminder, friends, that they were actually selling uranium, or the Clintons were, to fund her illegally through an act of treason while she's doing business with the Russians by selling uranium ore. Well, Bradley, you say this quite a bit. Yeah, I say it quite a bit because the state-controlled media doesn't want you to know what it's really about. As a matter of fact, there's a man that was shot down by your own government in the streets on a highway, a desolate highway. And interestingly enough, Lavoie Finnegan was trying to warn the American people and get the truth to the American people. But for some reason or another, the governor of that prospective state, namely Oregon, gave the thumbs up to go ahead and do the dirty deed by killing off Lavoie Finnegan and what they have done to to the point as to where we're at now. There's been good news and there's been bad news, but the point is, over in Oregon, again, the Clintons have been found to be selling uranium ore. That is called treason, America, to the Russians. And again, what are they doing? They're telling you just the exact opposite. They're telling you that Russia and us, the Clintons, and Clinton's accusing the Russians of this and that and the other thing. Well, friends, keep in mind, this is WWF at its very worst. This is pro wrestling. Because, friends, they're in it together. They're, by the way, they're all China, Russia, America. They're all calling for a new world order along with the Pope and other countries, friends. And if those that don't go along get along, well, then guess what? Then you're going to allow your government to go ahead and call those nations rebels, bring forth a regime change, throw them off. In fact, friends, what you're not paying attention to is you're throwing off the wrong people. And as I just highlighted during the break, friends, the first one, the first segment, keep in mind what Abraham Lincoln said. We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution. Those rebels, oftentimes, friends, are the ones that are doing the right thing, not the wrong thing. And when it's the media telling you that they're the rebels, you might want to pay attention to who the rebels are, because you have been led, folks, into a ditch by the blind who know exactly what they're doing. But again, folks, here we have it. It's happening in America today. I wanted to highlight that because, again, we have the Clintons there playing the little charade in front of the American people, acting as if the Russians and the Americans are at odds with one another. Keep in mind what George Soros said right before Christmas, friends, that America is the great obstacle to the New World Order. I didn't say it. He said it. I want to highlight two more. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, bombshell. Leaked audio of John Kerry revealed and reveals Obama's intentionally allowing the rise of ISIS. They've also been busted financing ISIS, friends. And we've highlighted this enough for you to understand who they are. And then we have also on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, finally, we have one more article. Hopefully, if I can get it to pull up. You know what, friends? We're just going to go ahead and give that a pass because what's happening, we're doing live radio. And, yeah, that's Julian Assange talking about if you think the WikiLeaks in 2016 were bad, wait until 2017. There you have the legacy of the American people right there. It's the legacy of the American people is how bad have you allowed America, how bad have you allowed it to get? Because when I read Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, it tells me, even the preamble of the Constitution says this, we the people of the United States. It doesn't say they the government. We are the government. And it says, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, the first thing you do is establish justice. What happens when one of your representatives gets out of line, friends? You don't just say, oh, there's nothing we can do about it. Remember, you want to slap his hand, you're only adding to his tyranny and strengthening it. But soft judges produce hardened criminals, America, and you need to understand that you are the law. Article 2, Section 4, the United States Constitution. Want to outline it. The President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States. It said all, not some. And the first one that was named is the President. And isn't it interesting that the American people have been so dummied down to believe that there's absolutely that you can do nothing when it comes to the crimes of the President of the United States. Wait a second. It was named firstly, not lastly. Or it didn't go with omission concerning the President. No, they named him first. Article 2, Section 4. The President, Vice President, and all officers, civil officers of the United States shall be removed, by who? Who are they to be removed by? They? Who's they? You. It's called taking responsibility. Shall be removed from office on impeachment. That means removal for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes. And you ready for this? And misdemeanors. That means the smallest of infractions. Now, if we take that a step further and we actually go to Article 3, Section 3, I want you to listen carefully again as to show you who the responsible party is when it comes to the crimes of those that represent we the people. It's not they, it's you. Article 3, Section 3. Treason against the United States of America, the United States, shall consist only in levying war against them, America, or in adhering to their enemies, America. This administration has been allied with your sworn enemy since day one, but you already knew that. Giving them aid and comfort, what's coming out now? What I've been telling you for 8 years? But it says giving them aid and comfort, or how about actually funding them? Let's go on. No person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of two witnesses to the same overt act or the confession in open court. It's called treason. The Congress shall have power to declare the punishment of treason, but no attainder of treason shall work corruption of blood or forfeiture except during the life of the person attained. Okay, friends, so let me ask you something. Now, knowing that after I read the Constitution of the United States of America, your Constitution, America, when a crime is committed, who's responsible for actually enforcing the law against the crime to establish righteousness through judgment? Isaiah 26:9, Jeremiah 9:24, Psalm 97. Psalm 9:16, laws against those that are committing crimes. Now, it's interesting. I don't get any phone calls when it comes to taking responsibility, do I? But it was interesting, and it is interesting, that when you listen to conservative talk, friends, and you open the floor up for any sort of debate as to opinion, notice the responsibility and the Constitution and the laws is always withheld from the Constitution. So everybody weighs in by giving their opinion. And you know what they always say? Oh, there's nothing we can do. It. What are they doing up there? Where are those guys that are supposed to enforce the law? That's true to a certain extent, but those that are willing, those that are responsible to enforce the laws, like Jason Chaffetz, Daryl Issus, and Trey Gowdy, well, folks, they're a part of the plan, because if they weren't, how come they're not doing their jobs? And if they don't want to do their jobs, then guess what? You have to deal with them as well. Because it's not they, the government, it's you, the people, it's we, the people of the United States of America. Now let's talk about, real quick, the legacy of Barack Hussein Obama. I started off highlighting, friends, who he is and what his legacy is. It's nothing but corruption. Nothing but corruption. And any time I put a post up online concerning the corruption of this administration, can't wait until he's gone. Can't wait until someone else gets in there and deals with this. Oh, only 18 more days and he's going to be gone. Oh, you know, where are all those people up there? Why aren't they doing their job? Why does this guy hate us? Folks, really? For 8 years, you've been hearing and doing the same thing. Hearing a whole lot of gossip and doing a whole lot of nothing about what's going on. Now, I do see where people stand up. And I'm not talking to those that are doers of the word and not hearers only deceiving themselves. I'm talking about those that are actually doers of the word. I five you. We're on the same page here. But I want you to listen just to a few. Well, the time allotted here on the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com as to the crimes committed on the American people by the foreign agent in the people's house that has committed crime after crime against we the people, while the American people's legacy is to do absolutely nothing concerning the criminal in the people's White House. So we're talking about both legacies here. Okay? He carried out military intervention in Libya without your approval, America. That was 2011 in June. He carried out military intervention in Libya without congressional approval. That is illegal. But America, your legacy is you let him do it. Number two is he gave a no-bid contract to Halliburton cronies, just like Bush did. Now, folks, keep in mind, they create terrorism, and then they bring in the answer. They want to be the problem solvers. But isn't it interesting, when they're the problem solvers, they go to the vice president, namely Dick Cheney, and give him all of the contracts that he wants to rebuild concerning the countries that America's young people were called to destroy. Isn't that amazing how that works? So we're talking about war criminals here. But the legacy of the American people is, America, you let them do it. Number three, he has an administration full of lobbyists after promising he would not have any. Of course. Everything he said he was going to do, he didn't do. Every time I told you, America, when he says, look to the north, I've always told you, look to the south, because that's what he's doing. Read Isaiah 5:20 when you get a moment. Now, friends, we also understand the only promise that this criminal has ever kept in the People's White House is when he said that concerning the winds should shift against the Muslims, that he would stand with them no matter the situation. That's the only promise he has ever kept. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is John Lewis. So I'm a Son of Liberty from California, and I listen to the show because Sons of Liberty Radio is the highlight of my day. And this nation needs more men like Bradley and the ministry of the Sons of Liberty. He re-energizes me to keep up the good fight. That's what leaders do. I wish Brad had 2 hours instead of one, because we live in a nation that's lied to every hour of every day. Brad tells the truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just to show you what I'm referencing here, friends, is first the Word of God, then the Constitution, and what does it expose? It shows you the deviance in those that you call representatives, does it not? As a matter of fact, remember what President Theodore Roosevelt said. He said, patriotism means to stand by the country. It doesn't mean to stand by the president or any other public official. Now, watch the word official again. Save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he is efficiently serving the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. But hey, America, as long as you're complaining about it, that's all that matters here. Okay? Talking about the legacy of Barack Hussein Obama and the legacy of the American people that have allowed the criminal in the People's White House to go ahead and have a free hand concerning the crimes in which hundreds of thousands of our brothers and sisters fought blood and died to give us. Okay? Here's number four. Has close ties to Wall Street, but pretends to support Occupy Wall Street. Of course. Support it in the North and condemn it in the South. Nothing new under the sun. Number five, he broke his promise to close Guantanamo Bay. Let me take it a step further, friends. Not only did he break his promise to close Guantanamo Bay, he also released, folks, how many hundreds of known terrorists, those that want to destroy this country, back into the Middle East, only to, what, re-engage military action against we the people on a later date? Yeah, isn't that crazy? This is Barack Hussein Obama's legacy, as is it the American people's legacy, to tolerate the criminal. This all reminds me of John the Baptist calling out King Herod for his evils. As a matter of fact, it tells us all of his evils. Number six, Barack Hussein Obama supported the $700 billion, your tab, friends, you pay for it, TARP corporate welfare bailout just like that of George W. Bush. No difference, just skin color, that's all. Number seven, waged the biggest war against medical marijuana of any president, which was the opposite of what he had promised. Folks, what is true today? We see it being legalized. Man, people. You advocate in so many different ways what God condemns, and you wonder why you're troubled. You wonder why there's so much warfare. And it's my message, hey, let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. Amos 5:24, that is my message. That is my message, and it's not going to move. The plumb line has been set, America. And you're allowing these people to bring you to a point of no return. And your children. And your children's children, to enslave them. And that's really what happens. Lawless people will enslave. Number eight, nominated a six-time tax cheater to head government agency that enforces tax laws. You guys all remember Timothy Geithner, right? Tax cheat. He was appointed by Barack. This exhibits exactly who he is, okay? He nominates a six-time tax cheat to head the government agency that enforces the tax laws. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. This is who he is. Do as I say, but don't do as I do. As a matter of fact, I know what I'm doing, but the people just haven't figured it out yet. The conservatives are still trying to figure out why. Why is it that Barack hates us so much? Why does he hate us? Because God said that he would appoint over you those that hate you in Leviticus 26:17. That's why you're under judgment, America. Number nine, here, I'll just take you one, two, three, four, five, six, and then we'll go to number nine. Concerning number eight, the tax cheat, Timothy Geithner, illegally failed to pay more than $34,000 in Social Security tax. This is who Barack Hussein Obama appointed to enforce tax laws. Illegally declared the cost of children's summer camp as a form of daycare. Illegally failed to pay the early withdrawal penalty when he took money out of his retirement plan. Illegally declared non-eligible items as a charitable deduction, illegally declared something which was ineligible as a small business deduction, illegally declared utility expenses which had actually been for his personal use, but this is who Barack Hussein Obama appointed to make sure that you paid your taxes. That's his legacy. America, what is your legacy? You tolerated it. I just read Article 2, Section 4 and Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution. Who's responsible? What did I read about the preamble? I highlighted the fact that we, the people of the United States, to in order to form a more perfect union, are to establish justice. We're to establish justice, which guards our liberties. Number nine, Barack Hussein Obama's legacy. He gave tax dollars to the AIG executives, then pretended to be outraged about it when they were caught. Exactly. That's what criminals do. The legacy of Barack Hussein Obama. He doesn't have any truth in him. None. John 8:44. Number 10, expanded Bush's unconstitutional government faith-based program by what? Actually appointing a sodomite over the churches. Now, why would he do that? Anybody know about the pink swastika? Obama has actually appointed over 225 sodomites, lesbians, homosexuals, and transgenders to rule the roost in governmental positions in this country. And what's on their heels? Exactly. As a matter of fact, when you want to take that, you might want to put in parallel exactly what Adolf Hitler did, because, folks, we are line upon line. Number 11, supported Bush's unconstitutional Patriot Act. Oh, yeah, exactly, unconstitutional. And that's exactly right. Creating all these bureaucracies to spy through the NSA on who, America? Not foreign countries, but you, as they let in the illegals, as they allure the illegals to come in from the Middle West, from the Middle East. It's the Unpatriot Act, friends. It's unconstitutional. Number 12, increased the national debt more than one term than Bush did in two. I'm not going to go play that little game neither, folks. They're doing the same thing, same agenda, pushing it forward. It's the bottom line. Number 13, did you also know that Barack Hussein Obama, he pushed forward Bush's support of unconstitutional indefinite detention centers of United States citizens without filing any charges? I want to tell you something, friends, right now, like FISA, so on and so forth. I want you to understand something. If it is unconstitutional, no, they don't have the authority lawfully to detain indefinitely American citizens. Where are you, folks? Here, I'll tell you exactly where. Last night, when we were driving home, again, what I have to listen to for 5 or 10 minutes, it gets my dander up. I turn it on for 5 minutes, listen to the conservative radio, and we listen to a law professor tell the news anchor, who knew better, by the way, which was good for him, a law professor telling the news anchor that the president of the United States of America can do whatever he wants to do while he is in office. Really? Really? I would like to see where that is, friends, because it is not in this country. This is not a monarchy. This is not a dictatorship, friends. And no, they are not. Hey, if that was the case, then why do they swear to uphold the Constitution with their hand on the Bible, ending with, "So help me God"? See, and nobody can answer that, can they, friends? But here's the absolute stupidity that's being spewed and promulgated on the American people, and they're too foolish to do their own homework, because if they did, they wouldn't tolerate these law professors who are sworn to the bar not to uphold the Constitution, friends. Two different points. The legacy of Barack Hussein Obama, friends. Pushing forth the same propaganda George Bush did in the support of unconstitutional warrantless wiretaps. Folks, there's going to be war in the streets. It's coming. You can mark the word of God. It's next. The sword is coming. You can mark my words. And keep in mind what we talk about quite a bit on this show, how the politicians are the ones that bring forth these disgusting crimes, and they are the ones that were used to bring the Nazis to power back in the 30s, said an admiral who wanted to be the Führer right after Adolf Hitler was taken down. He said the politicians were the ones that gave power to the Nazis' rise to power. They were the ones that created these disgusting crimes and created the war. Who's doing it in America today, America? And again, if you look at how they're systematically doing what's going on in this country in the present, it's exactly verbatim, friends, what Hitler did in the 30s. Exactly. Do your homework. Almost exactly, with different names and titles, that's all. We're talking about Barack Hussein Obama's legacy. Hey, folks, it's interesting how Barack avoided prosecution of his Wall Street buddies, isn't it? The Wall Street criminals? How come they weren't prosecuted? Because they're in it with them. My goodness, friends. Love you about what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. America, your legacy, you tell me.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.